June 17th through the 23rd, Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, Luke chapter 23, and John chapter 19. It is finished. Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19 include descriptions of the final hours of the Savior's mortal life. Seek to feel His love for you as you study about His sacrifice and death. In every word and deed, Jesus Christ exemplified pure love, what the Apostle Paul called charity. See 1 Corinthians 13. At no time was this more evident than during the final hours of the Savior's mortal life. His dignified silence in the face of false accusations demonstrated that He is not easily provoked. See 1 Corinthians 13:5. His willingness to submit to scourging, mocking, and crucifixion, while restraining His power to end His torments, showed that He suffereth long and beareth all things. See 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 and 7. His compassion toward His mother and His mercy toward His crucifiers, even during His own incomparable suffering, revealed that He seeketh not His own. See 1 Corinthians 13 verse 5. In His final moments on earth, Jesus was doing what He had done throughout His mortal ministry, teaching us by showing us. Indeed, charity is the pure love of Christ. See Moroni 7, verse 47. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. Jesus Christ's willingness to suffer shows His love for the Father and for all of us. Although the Savior had power to call down legions of angels, see Matthew 26, 53, He voluntarily chose to endure unjust trials, cruel mocking, and unimaginable physical pain. Why did He do it? Because of His loving kindness, Nephi testified, and His long-suffering towards the children of men. See 1 Nephi 19:9. You might begin your study of the Savior's final hours by reading 1 Nephi 19:9, where in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19 do you find examples of each thing that Nephi said Jesus would suffer. For example, where would you find, "They judge Him to be a thing of naught"? Or where would you find, "They scourge Him"? Or, "They smite Him"? Or, "They spit upon Him"? Which passages help you feel the loving kindness of Heavenly Father and Jesus toward you? Which of the attributes demonstrated by the Savior are you inspired to develop more fully? See also, Jesus is condemned before Pilate, and Jesus is scourged and crucified, videos, LDS.org. Matthew 27, verses 27 through 49, and verse 54. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 32. Luke 23, verse 11, and verses 35 through 39. And John 19, verses 1 through 5. Mocking of God's truth should not weaken my faith. While Jesus had endured mocking throughout His ministry, it grew more intense during His scourging and crucifixion. But this mocking could not change the truth. Jesus is the Son of God. As you read about the humiliation Jesus endured, think about the opposition and mocking His work faces today. What insights do you gain about enduring opposition? What impresses you about the centurion's words in Matthew 27:54? Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, and Mark 15, verse 34. Did Heavenly Father forsake Jesus on the cross? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland offered the following insight, quote, "I testify that a perfect Father did not forsake His Son in that hour. Nevertheless, that the supreme sacrifice of His Son might be as complete as it was voluntary and solitary, the Father briefly withdrew from Jesus the comfort of His Spirit, the support of His personal presence. For the Savior's atonement to be infinite and eternal, He had to feel what it was like to die, not only physically, but spiritually, to sense what it was like to have the divine spirit withdraw, leaving one feeling totally, abjectly, hopelessly alone. End quote. From None Were With Him, Ensign Orleahona, May 2009. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. The Savior is our example of forgiveness. How do you feel when you read the Savior's words in Luke 23:34? See the insight provided by the Joseph Smith translation in footnote C. Referring to the Savior's words, President Henry B. Eyring taught, quote, "We must forgive and bear no malice toward those who offend us." The Savior set the example from the cross. "We do not know the hearts of those who offend us." End quote. From That We May Be One, Ensign May, 1998. How can this verse help you if you have trouble forgiving someone? Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. What is the meaning of paradise in the Savior's statement to the thief? In the Scriptures, the word paradise usually means a place of peace and happiness in the post-mortal spiritual world, a place reserved for the righteous. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that the word paradise in Luke 23:43 is a mistranslation. The Lord actually said that the thief would be with him in the world of spirits. See True to the Faith, page 111. See also Joseph Smith Journal, June 11, 1843. josephsmithpapers.org. In the spirit world, the thief would hear the gospel preached. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 10. Even though Judas knew Jesus personally, he turned away from Jesus and was offended because of his words. See Joseph Smith translation Mark 14:31 in Mark 14:10 footnote A. What might cause people who seem to have strong testimonies to turn away from the Savior? How can we stay true to Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 27 verses 11 through 26. Mark chapter 15 verses 1 through 15. Luke chapter 23 verses 12 through 14. And John 19, verses 1 through 16. Why did Pilate deliver Jesus to be crucified, even though he knew Jesus was innocent? What lessons do we learn from Pilate's experience about standing up for what we know is right? It might be helpful for your family to role-play scenarios that allow them to practice standing up for what is right. Matthew 27, verse 46. Luke 23, verses 34, 43, and 46, and John chapter 19, verses 26 through 28, and verse 30. Perhaps you could assign one or more of the statements the Savior made on the cross, found in these verses, to each family member, and ask them to share what they learn about the Savior and His mission. Mark chapter 15, verse 39. How has reading about the crucifixion strengthened our testimonies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. What do we learn from these verses about how we should love and support family members? Improving our teaching. Emulate the Savior's life. Quote, "It is helpful to study the ways the Savior taught, the methods he used, and the things he said. But the Savior's power to teach and lift others came from the kind of person he was. The more diligently you strive to live like Jesus Christ, the more you will be able to teach like him." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 13.